Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight we're going to head back to the Magic Card Planet because we've had a number of requests to go back there. And I think we might find ourselves a couple more magic cards. A lot of you were asking for different Pokemon things and stuff like that, so I figured we'd make this one happen. For my next episode, the one that comes after this one, I'm going to pick one of the voice messages that have been left for me, and I'm going to turn that one into an episode. Everyone else who has some ideas out there for new episodes, keep them coming. We're getting lots of great ideas, honestly more than I can make into episodes, but the more I get, the more ideas I can kind of put together and worlds I can create, so it's all good, keep them coming. And if you don't have an idea for an episode, but you just want to comment on the podcast, don't forget that I have a new comment link below. And the only one who's actually filled it out so far has been Amy, so thanks, Amy. But now, it's time again to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in your bed, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself opening your eyes and staring up at a beautiful, multicolored sky. You look to your left and right, and you see that you've fallen asleep on a bed full of stuffed animal stuffing. Cool. You get up out of the bed of stuffed animal stuffing and you look around, finding that you're in the middle of the stuffed animal village. Oh yeah, I forgot I got sleepy and went to bed here the other night. Spaceship, are you around? Yes, Spaceship says, flying down from above you. Spaceship lands on the ground and opens the back hatch. You get up out of the stuffing and you climb aboard the ship. You wave goodbye to the stuffed animal planet as the ship flies up into the air, through the clouds and out into space once again. Where would you like to go today? Spaceship asks. You sit down and think for a while. And as you close your eyes and just focus on where you want to go, you feel a strange sensation in the center of your body. The place where your magic lightning gremlin card is kept. You feel it pulsing, like it wants to come out. Maybe we should head back to the magic card planet. I've kind of wanted to see what other cards we might be able to get, you suggest. Understood. Setting course for Magic Card Planet. Spaceship jumps to super hyperdrive and you blast through space at amazing speed. Before long, you drop out and find yourself above an Earth-like planet. Once again, you fly down through the clouds and above the planet itself. You see that the whole thing looks like a planet from medieval Earth, only everybody seems to battle with some sort of magic card thingies. You once again fly over towards a huge city in the magic card planet. Spaceship finds a large opening beside the city gates, turns invisible, and lands. Once again, you press a button on your watch, causing a perfect disguise to fold around your body. A disguise that, kind of looks like wizard robes or something like that. You walk out of the ship and head down the trail towards the city. You pass through the city gates, and once again, you find yourself in a pretty amazing place. On almost every side of you, there's little battle arenas set up where people are battling with different cards. This time, you have a card of your own, and you decide that the best way to get more cards is probably to join one of the battles. You start wondering how you can find somebody to battle against. Do you just walk up to a random stranger and challenge them? Not sure how it works. You decide to head to the card shop. But as soon as you turn in that direction, you absent-mindedly bump into somebody else, knocking them to the ground. "How dare you?" the person says, standing up, looking incredibly angry towards you. "I challenge you to a duel." Okay, you say, realizing that without even trying, you've found somebody to battle against. You and the angry-looking man walk over towards one of the battlegrounds. They almost look like multicolored tennis courts, blue on one side and red on the other side. You walk towards a little circle where you're clearly supposed to stand, and your opponent walks to the other side. A crowd immediately forms around you, and an announcer appears from pretty much nowhere. Does this planet just hire people to be announcers? Ready to go at a moment's notice when there's a challenge, you wonder? But then you shake it off. The answer to that's not really important. "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen," the announcer says. "Today, we have an epic battle. But first, let's decide upon the rules. You there, I believe you were the one who was challenged. What kind of duel would you like? Single card, double card, what do you want?" the man asks. Realizing that you only have one other magic card, you pick single battle, a single card battle. "Understood. The rules of the single card battle are that each opponent can pick one card. The first opponent to give up or be defeated based on my estimation will have to give the other player a card of their choice from their deck. Do you understand the rules?" The announcer looks at you. Yes, I understand the rules," you say. "Do you understand the rules?" he says, looking at the angry-looking guy who you bumped into. "Yes, I understand the rules," the angry-looking man says. "Then I proclaim this match to begin." Strange music starts in the background, some sort of electronic bop. The other man focuses on his heart deck, and a card appears before him. "Fire Gremlin, activate," he says. The card transforms into energy and then forms itself into the shape of, well, a large red dragon-looking creature. The dragon-looking creature looks up at the sky and breathes out a huge plume of fire. "All right," you say. Now that it's your turn, you focus inward as well, focusing on the card inside your heart deck. The card materializes in front of your body, and you yell, "Lightning Gremlin, activate!" Just like the other player's card, yours turns into energy and forms itself into the Lightning Gremlin, a half-cat, half-mouse-like yellow creature thing with lightning shooting out in every direction. The fire gremlin flies up in the air, takes in a huge breath of air, and shoots out a giant plume of fire. But no matter. The lightning gremlin dodges to the right, missing the fire entirely, and lights up its entire body with electricity. It shoots a bolt of the electricity that hits the fire gremlin right in the chest. The fire gremlin flies back and falls over on the ground. But it doesn't look defeated yet. It just looks angry. The dragon places one of its hands down on the ground and lifts itself up into the air once again. Once again, it begins flapping its massive wings, flies high up above. And then something strange starts to happen. It begins to twirl around in a circle. And as it does, it breathes out a plume of fire that begins to spin around it, forming itself into none other than a fire tornado. The fire tornado gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Your lightning gremlin's not sure what to do. He begins to power up and he tries to hit the tornado with as many bolts of lightning as he can, but they seem to just spin around him. Then the fire tornado becomes bigger and bigger and gets closer and closer until your little lightning gremlin is sucked off the ground and begins spinning around inside the fire tornado. As he does, he gets hit by little plumes of fire and then thrown to the ground once again. The fire gremlin stops the fire tornado, stops spinning, and lands on the ground in front of the little lightning gremlin. You watch as your little yellow buddy strains to get up, but he's able to do it. He pushes himself to his feet. He looks over at the fire gremlin, and he looks angry. Lightning begins shooting out of his left and right cheek, and as it does, you see him do a move you've never seen him do before. Lightning begins to spin around his body, almost like a tornado itself, except this time it forms itself into a ball of lightning. The ball of lightning gets bigger and bigger, and as it does, the little yellow lightning gremlin begins to float up in the air, directly across from his opponent. More streams of lightning shoot out and begin spinning around his body until the whole thing is just a giant ball of lightning. The fire gremlin looks up at him, freezes in fear, as the lightning gremlin has the ball of lightning rise up above his head. He holds it in one hand and shoots it down at the fire gremlin. As soon as it hits the ground, it explodes in an explosion of lightning that blasts lightning bolts in every different direction. Most of them hit the fire gremlin. At first, the fire gremlin still seems to be standing there, just shaking a little bit. But then it falls over on its side, dissolves into energy, and turns itself back into a card. "Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner!" The crowd cheers for you. "Lightning Gremlin, deactivate," you say. The Lightning Gremlin turns back into yellow energy, gets reabsorbed into the card, and then the card re-enters your body. "Now, you can choose one card from the opponent's deck. Which card do you choose?" the man asks. And for you, there's absolutely no question. You don't even feel the need to look at his other cards. "I pick the fire gremlin," you say, and the crowd cheers once again. The other man, who was once so angry for bumping into you, walks over towards you. He materializes the fire gremlin card in front of his body, and then grabs it out of the air. He hands the card over to you, you take a hold of it, and a strange energy passes through your body. The card floats up into the air, lights up as if it's a big ball of energy, and then enters your body. You can now sense that you have two cards inside you, a lightning gremlin and a fire gremlin. Perfect. With these two things, I should be entirely undefeatable. "Who else wants a chance?" you yell. The crowd looks left and right, and then a few of them step aside so someone can get through. Out of the crowd walks an 8 or 9 year old looking girl who says, "I'll do it." The girl walks to the other side of the arena where the angry man had been standing and looks directly at you with a stare that kind of scares you a little bit.
"Ladies and gentlemen, we have another match. What kind of match will it be?"
the man asks the new challenging girl.
"I choose single card combat," the girl says, and the crowd cheers once again.
As you focus inside yourself on the two cards, you try to materialize the fire card, but something about it doesn't seem to work. It must be because the fire gremlin was just defeated, you realize. He's too tired to come out again. Well, I guess that leaves me only one choice. You reach into your deck. You materialize the lightning gremlin card once again. It transforms into energy and forms itself back into the lightning gremlin. The gremlin appears looking a little tired compared to how he was before, but still ready to go. Across from you, the girl focuses inwards and materializes a blue card in front of her. The type of blue that reminds you of ice. Then, the card transforms into energy once again and forms itself into a little fox, cat-like creature that appears in front of her. Entirely blue and entirely icy looking. The ice gremlin card, you realize. The girl gives the little ice gremlin a command, and the ice gremlin spins around in a circle and shoots out a little stream of energy that's, well, made entirely of ice. As the energy makes contact with the lightning gremlin, it forms a huge ball of ice around his entire body, freezing him in place.
"What are you going to do now?" she asks, feeling like you may have just been defeated,
and realizing that that means giving up either your lightning gremlin card or your newly won fire gremlin card. But just as you're ready to give up, you see little flashes of light from inside the ice. With a huge surge of electricity, the lightning gremlin breaks the ice around him and sends it flying in every direction. But most importantly, directly at the ice gremlin. A piece of the ice hits the ice gremlin in the head, and as soon as it does, the lightning gremlin jumps up, energizes its tail with some sort of electricity as well, and whips it down at the ground, hitting the ice gremlin directly in the back. The ice gremlin immediately falls over, turns back into energy, and reabsorbs into the card. The girl looks very unhappy. She walks over towards you, materializes the card in her hand, and hands it over to you. "Here, this is the only card I had anyways." You take the card, and once again, you feel energy, this time icy energy, pass through your body as the card glows a bright blue color and then enters your heart, just like the others. When you focus inwards, you can now sense all three of the cards, lightning, fire, and ice. This should make you almost undefeatable.
"Now, would you like to challenge anyone else?" the announcer asks.
A little afraid to push your luck too far, and realizing that most of your little gremlin cards are probably a bit tired from battling, you decline the offer. You walk away from the battle arena and back through the large city. You exit through the gates of the city and walk down a long path until you come back to the little area where Spaceship was waiting for you.
Spaceship, where are you?
You ask. And just as you say it, a door opens up, almost as if out of nowhere. You can tell that the door leads directly inside the spaceship. You climb aboard and the door closes behind you.
Did you have a good time? Spaceship asks.
I sure did, you say, explaining the different battles you'd been in, as Spaceship lifts up off the ground, flies through the clouds, and blasts off into space. Once again, you're feeling pretty tired. Even though it was the Lightning Gremlin doing all the work, something about it feels like it drained your energy as well. You head for the bedroom of the spaceship, and the door opens automatically. In front of you, you see a very comfortable and perfectly made bed. You pull down the covers. You climb into the bed, and the lights in the room dim automatically. As your head hits the pillow, your eyes become heavy, so you just let them close. You notice anywhere you're holding tension in your body, and you begin to just let it go. You let your arms and legs sink down deeper into the mattress. You let your body, your chest, and your shoulders release all the tension they have. And you allow your face to soften into a nice half smile. And as you do, you focus inward, and you allow your mind to wander to dreams of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.